This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Buckets is like a college high school name, man, so we changed his name to Bugsy because 16-2 is gangster. The Warriors haven't gone 16-2 since the 16-17 season when they started and the 15-16 season, and we all know what happened in that era, so it's when they were putting up records. And then, you know, and Draymond, I got to give a shout-out to him because he lost his mind in the right way, and he went from Dray Mean, and now he's back to Dray Goon because he's out there gooning out. So I'm just saying, you know, Kuminga, when a veteran tells you to listen, if he tells you to pass, if you ask for the ball, give him the ball, bro. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? It's not a pride thing, bro. It's basketball. It's
exactly.
Not Rocket Bank flying to the moon. Cavs got to listen. You know, in this era of coaches getting fired because the athletes ain't playing and they want to, you know, nobody wants to blame the players. Like, you know, Draymond and Bugsy, they ain't going for that, bro. If you're out there making mistakes, you make mistakes. It's like if you drive a Formula One car and you steadily crashing into the wall, you're going to be off the team. You know what I'm saying?
I'm so with you.
It's like levels to it, man. It's levels to learning how to play sports and getting right. And I also like to give a shout out to Patrick Mahomes for quitting at halftime and getting double slapped in the face like that. That was great. That was double slap, WWE move, right? Double slap to the face. I don't know when I've ever seen that before, but I will tell you this. I think Charles Haley might have done it. But, dude, that was so epic. And they came out at halftime looking like, oh, God, we don't want to even play the second half. They showed Taylor Swift one time on the TV. I was cracking up.
Hey, look.
I was like, yep. I was like, yep. But, hey, man, look, the Warriors are doing it. Let's, you know, cross our fingers and
hey,
keep it rocking. And you know what? And you know what, man? Shout out to the UCSD women's basketball and men's basketball team. The first time in history that a university has gone Division I, and in their first year, both teams in the same sport went to the NCAA playoffs.
I love it.
So
there you go. Good call. Now, Dan, they barely fell yesterday, by the way. 3 points for the Michigan Wolverines. That was a good effort for them. They covered.
Joe, what are they trying to do right now?
Who's they?
The Warriors.
They're trying to win.
Okay.
They're trying
no matter what.
DJ Khaled said so.
They're trying to lock up a playoff spot.
Yes.
Right? They're trying to lock up a playoff spot. But within the, like, There's so many different journeys, right? There's the bigger journey of like, hey, the whole season.
There's levels to this.
Yeah,
yes.
Right. There's like, you know, you go on a mission and then, okay, now the mission has a different little side track.
A quest. I just finished The Hobbit, by the way.
There we go.
We're all good.
So here we go. So here's where we go. Right now, they're trying to get into the playoffs.
Battle of the Five Armies.
That's the number one, right? But along the way, we're also trying to get these guys like a Gui Santos, like a Kuminga, up to speed mm-hmm. to see if they can be ready for the crucible of this year's playoffs. Because that's what it is. It's a crucible. I mean, this is a huge, huge test. It's not easy basketball. You got to play smart. The margins are thin. Two turnovers in a row and a missed defensive assignment is the difference between winning and losing a game and can be the difference in between winning and losing a series.
That's a good point.
All right? On top of that, not only are we worried about this year, but all these young guys are prepping themselves emotionally and mentally. Will you be on my team next year and the year after that? Because we're going into the luxury tax, because this is not about a 10-year runway. Steph's not 25. Jimmy's not 25. They're older. They're 35, 36, and 37. This is about who is going to be here, not just for this year in the playoffs, but also for next year and the year after. So along the way, if I got to run hot a little at times, as long as I'm not completely burying someone psychologically, it's going to happen. And if you can't take it, you're probably not going to be here next year.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the reality. Have you seen how LeBron has operated for a decade? That's exactly the way he has run things. The Warriors have to be as cutthroat. And look, it's not about kumbaya. I want to win. I want to win at least one more while we have this core. And I think they can do it. Are these young guys ready for the task? That's the question.
That's the question. You're listening to 95.7 Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. And now we are broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. It's Spadoni. It's Shasky. About an hour down. It's a non-payday Friday. By the way, yesterday, I've slept on this. It's officially spring, Joe Shasky. A new era has turned. It's a new season now.
Yay!
And we're feeling it with the Golden State Warriors. This has been a new season ever since the acquisition of one Jimmy Butler. And we're going to be playing after every single Warriors game. We played this game. It's going to be coming up in about 15 minutes. So start lining them up, 888-957-9570. It's the oldest question in sports talk. Do you believe? 720, do you believe? Shameless shout-outs coming up in about 45 minutes as well. Shout-out whoever and whatever you want. Same number to call or text. And remember, it's about you for shameless shout-outs. 888-957-9570. You know who I want to shout out? Jimmy Butler. Here he is after the game.
No. And I didn't choose to have time off. Right? So let's just get that out the way. But I do feel good. I'm telling you, winning takes care of everything. Winning makes all the pain go away. Winning is one of the best things in the world. No, I'm glad that I could be winning here.
God, I love that. Winning takes all the pain away, Joe Shasky.
How refreshing is it? And I think you've seen a rejuvenated Draymond, where Dre isn't the only one being the vocal, hold you accountable guy.
It comes off as stale. Unfortunately, it does. For everyone, yes. In any walk of life, if you've been with someone for that long,
such a great
point. You need a new voice sometimes. You need a kick in the pants. In any walk of life.
Jimmy's such an alpha. I'm telling you, man, that this, look, even with Steph, I believe that at the end of games, they need to go through Jimmy Butler. I truly believe that. It's not a knock on Steph.
No.
He's awesome. It's still his team. This is his franchise. He's an all-time legend. We're gonna need him to be nuclear Steph if we want to go where we want to go. But they need to play through Jimmy in the final couple minutes. And last night was evident on both ends of the floor. The guy just wins and makes plays for others. I love watching him.
So right now,
what a great trade. I mean, Dunleavy,
you can't sing Dunleavy. We don't mention his name enough.
Dunleavy,
we don't mention his name enough because we crushed him.
The cojones to make this deal and to basically tell the all-time greatest franchise player, trust me on this one, bro.
Yeah.
Trust me. We want this guy.
Trust me,
bro. He was so right. God, all of us were wrong for months. And Pat Riley. How is Pat Riley feeling?
Well,
my God.
I mean, he's probably just happy that Jimmy's gone, but he's got to feel some type of way. By the way, just Western Conference standings update for you all, because I know you're all caring about that. The Thunder, they're going to be the number one seed. Then you got the Rockets, who have won 8 in a row. They're still a 2 seed, 45 and 25.
Bring them on.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Nuggets, 3 seed right now, 44 and 26.
Who is scared of the Rockets?
No one.
Are you kidding me?
No one's
Dylan
scared,
Brooks
bro.
And them boys are going to come rolling in. Bring them on.
Hey, Fred VanVleet.
I will go pick up Dylan Brooks and them boys in my Maverick, and we'll drive to Chase Center, and we'll go. I would die to have that matchup.
They're not very good.
That is a 5-game Warrior win. Gentlemen, sweep.
All right, Nuggets the 3 seed, Lakers the 4 seed, The Grizzlies, the 5 seed currently.
Bring them on.
The Warriors are just a game and a half back, so they're 2 games back in the loss column with the Memphis Grizzlies for the 5th seed currently. The Warriors are the 6th seed. Then you got the Clippers who won 4 in a row. 7 seed, and then you got the T-Wolves at the 8th seed. They've lost 2 in a row. Kings, 9. Suns, 10.
The more and more that I think about this, like, and just look at the East and you look at the West, it's now been a couple years, and I know the Warriors were the benefactor of this, so it's going to sound disingenuous because we needed it last year. God, the 9th and 10th spots are really unnecessary.
They're not good. They're not very good. That's
a high level loser, bro.
Yeah, the Kings are high level losers. The Suns are high level losers.
I get why you want them to feel included in all this, but it's ridiculous.
It's not. Yeah, I'm out on that. And right now, we wouldn't even be talking about it, quite frankly. Like, the Kings would have an outside chance, but if it was just 1 through 8, right now I'd be looking at Timberwolves Thunder, which would be a juicy, juicy first round matchup. Then you get the Clippers Rockets. You get the Warriors Nuggets. I know you guys, but you're not scared of the Nuggets. They're formidable, but you're not scared. And then, again, we just said that considering they didn't have Jokic and Murray and you lost to them. But again, I don't think I fear the Denver Nuggets. You respect them. You don't fear them. And then you'd have Lakers Grizzlies in a first round matchup. So the season's going to do a lot more tossing and turning in the coming weeks, Joe Shasky. And you're potentially going on this road trip now. 4-game roadie. Hawks, Heat, Pelicans, Spurs, check that. 6-game roadie. I just said 4-game roadie. Hawks, Heat, Pelicans, Spurs, Grizzlies, Lake Show.
5-1.
You calling it?
No, that's what I want.
That's what, okay. You're not locking
the Lakers,
it in.
You know, like, obviously, like, when you play them, it's 3 megastars, you know? Luka, LeBron, and the refs.
Okay. There's no back-to-backs, though, which is nice on this. Right, and we've already did the stat, by the way. The Warriors are getting just as many calls, I think, as the Lakers. There's like a point, like, difference.
But the Lakers are like 28th in drive percentage.
Well, you got to fear Bronny James Jr. now, who had 17 points yesterday. So, cooked Giannis multiple times.
Going on here?
Heat, Pelicans, Spurs,
if
Grizzlies,
you told me Bronny was the, like, Mr. Aura for the Lakers, like the team manager that
Amir
came
Khan,
out,
get his name right, McNeese State.
I would believe that more than him being a legitimate NBA player.
By the way, do you see this guy, this McNeese State manager?
He's a legend.
Amir Khan might be the greatest, like, move over, who is it, Paul Heyman? Move over Paul Heyman.
No.
It's Amir Khan.
We traded Debo to acquire this guy to bring out the team with the boombox. I legitimately want Jed York to sign him as the number one free agent.
Would this be the best offseason signing?
Joking. This McNeese State guy. I want him so bad to lead the Niners out in all-white uniforms on the road.
What's the song they're coming out to? What is it? Do we know?
NBA Youngboy?
Can we get it, please? We need it. For those of you who don't know, McNeese State, biggest upset of the tourney thus far, over 5th seed Clemson.
He's a legend.
12 seed versus 5 seed. It was a big Cinderella win for them. McNeese State. Can you guys even tell me where McNeese is located, by the way? Do you guys even know? You can guess. Where is
I have
it?
No idea.
Where is it, Sam? Where
I'm going to guess Iowa.
Where is it, Sam? Not
I'd
Iowa.
Go with...
Is it the Midwest?
Missouri.
No.
Is it the Midwest?
Louisiana. You see, there you go. Yeah. You wouldn't even know that. I had to look. Yeah. There you go. So McNeese... Amir Khan, can we effort him? Matt Nahegian, 888-957-9570. But we're fired up about the Warriors win. We're going to take a quick break.
They're calling
back.
Him the Boombox Don.
Is that what
Amir
they're calling
Khan.
Him?
Amir
Khan. I love, dude.
It's so good.
Not who?
It's so good.
Who's my guy in the Jungle Book?
He's
the Tiger?
Got an NIL deal.
Yeah.
Cha-ching!
He's the only team manager in the history of college sports to have an NIL deal.
Ballin'. That's what that tells
me. I'm telling you, bro.
Ballin'.
Trent Williams and him come out to the boombox. You know that is getting 1 million views on Lombardi's Twitter feed.
This is a certified hood classic.
100%. World star!
Brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Spring to action.
You should hire him to bring you out for your wedding.
At Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive
through
oil change.
You and your mom come out with the boombox?
Stay in your car while friendly technicians check oil, batteries, lights, tires, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. All vehicle types welcome.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jonathan from San Francisco, you're listening to The Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky.
So McNeese State University, public university, Lake Charles, Louisiana, founded in 1939. And it was originally Lake Charles Junior College, and it was renamed McNeese Junior College after John McNeese, an early local educator, and the present name was adopted in 1920. So there you go. Amir Khan, for those of you who need to know about the fastest rising star in the history of social media, NIL, the manager, the team manager of McNeese State.
What is it like being with, what's this guy like for you guys? What's he mean to you?
Yo, talk to him. He's aura. This is aura right here.
Tell me what he means.
Aura, as they have the upset of the tournament thus far, upsetting Clemson. March Madness officially beginning yesterday with a round of 64. A lot's happening right now. Warriors with a massive win over the Toronto Raptors, 117-114. Steph, pelvic contusion, biggest story of the day. We're going to continue to monitor it. Any sort of news that comes out, we will get it to you. But we have a six-game road trip coming up, a six-game roadie.
How about the biggest rising star on the Warriors right now? What about the Dutch Oven? What about my guy, Quentin Post?
I don't know, Dutch Oven. Who is that? Derek Holland? Right now.
Derek Holland.
No, but he has that
so
nickname.
So garbage.
He's the Flying Dutchman.
No, the Dutch Oven can get hot anytime. Don't touch it. It's too hot.
You ever seen Pirates of the Caribbean? You ever seen Davy Jones on the Flying Dutchman? Guys, it's intimidating. It's an intimidating ship. You know what they do on that ship? They call the Kraken. All right? And I'm not going to Seattle here. We're going with the Kraken.
Post,
you already have Will Turner, the Brazilian version with Gui Santos, so you're good.
Yeah. Quentin Post needs to play.
Yes, he is.
He is balling right now.
Who's saying he's not? He's playing.
You want to talk about aura? He is aura. When he went like this to the entire crowd, aura. He hit a three and did like the three line. Like, dude, the guy's got edge.
Who was it?
Who's he's like Malibu's most wanted, no, except he is, if it was
he,
Dutch.
He is aura. Who was it?
He's aura. This is aura right here.
I'm telling you, dog. QP's my guy. He makes 21 look good. since Jason Caffey, we have been waiting for number 21 to look good in a Warrior uniform.
Quinton Post is aura. Chaz Michael Michaels is figure skating. Boom. Blades of Glory.
So
classic.
Good.
By the way, shout out Laughing Monk Studios, where we are broadcasting live from Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Go to Sunnyvale. Go to San Francisco. They got a gastro pub here. Oh, my God. I love me some Laughing Monk. By the way, Bonte Hill in studio, 9 o'clock. Warriors pre- and post-game host for NBC Sports Bay Area. And shameless shout-outs coming up as well. But first and foremost, we're going to be going to it here shortly. Not just yet, but shortly. Start lining them up. 888-957-9570. It's the oldest question in sports talk history. Do you believe? And this time, it's do you believe Golden State Warriors edition as we do this game every single time after a Golden State Warriors win or loss. Do you believe in the Golden State Warriors? And we're going to, you know, might get different answers today, Joe Shasky. My answer might depend on how healthy Stephen Curry is. Because, yeah, I believe in this team to go on a deep playoff run. But not without a healthy Stephen Curry. I'll tell you that right now.
Don't leave your hand over the fire too hard.
And you know what?
I mean, well, I don't like their chances if Steph's hurt. Really?
Well, I say that to say this, because this is a crucial six-game stretch coming up.
Sure.
Not exactly world beaters early on in it. The first four games, as we were alluding to for most of it. Hawks, Heat, Pelicans, Spurs, eh. And then you get Grizzlies, Lakers, who are going to be two Western Conference contenders. Okay. I'm concerned about the offense, and I know they've played well. And I gave the stat. They're plus 60 when Stephen Curry is off the floor. In the Jimmy Butler era, they're plus 60. They were like a minus 90 before Jimmy Butler with Stephen Curry off the floor at the Golden State Warriors. So, yes, I have faith in Jimmy Butler, but I still am concerned about the offensive stagnation without one Stephen Curry. I am.
Of course.
I am.
And they're going to have to evolve playing times, rotations, how they play. So, like, this is why Quinton Post, Buddy Hield, Jonathan Kuminga, Moses Moody, all the others need to step up their game.
Now, I guess I ask that, and I say all that to say, can they survive without Steph if he is out for these six games? Like, this is a huge stretch. Do we tell Steph, you know, hey, we got to protect you from yourself. Maybe we protect Steph and say, you know what? Steve Kerr held you out of the game against the Milwaukee. He said you were mentally exhausted. I know you wanted to play, but Steve Kerr said, no. Do we protect Steph from himself for at least a couple games on this road trip or for the entirety of it, Joe Shasky? You said there was a silver lining potentially with him not playing. Do you just flat out say, you know what, Steph? Maybe you could play in a couple of these games, but we're going to protect you and say no. We'll see you back at Chase Center Friday, April 4th here in a couple weeks. Do you even contemplate doing that at this point? Is that too rich for your blood?
Everything's on the table, right? Like, it's all about, like, as long as the season's not over for him, right, then it is about, like, the long journey. And a game here, a game there, I trust the team the way they're playing right now with Jimmy Butler. I would not have said this before him. They can win a couple games without him. I don't think it's as dire as everyone thinks it is. I think they became a little too Steph reliant, and I think we need to see more of the others and a little more balance. And I want to see more on Kuminga's plate. This is what Kuminga wants. This is what a lot of us want to see. And I think these guys have earned their opportunities, and Quinton Post deserves to play more. And look, Buddy Hield's going to drive us nuts multiple times on this road trip. No question. Moses Moody needs opportunities. I think they've got enough firepower, and I think they've got guys that are ready to step up. I really do. I truly do. And of course, the ultimate goal of winning a championship is completely unattainable without Steph Curry. But in the interim, I still think they can keep this thing humming. I really do. It'll look different. They're going to have to change their style. They're going to have to be a grinded out on the defensive end, and you're going to need to be able to hit timely shots from the outside. With all of these guys who are extremely streaky, Moody, Buddy Hield, Pods.
Yeah.
Pods. I think Pods is vitally important with Steph Curry out. And then I think Quinton Post stretching the floor. Call me a homer. Fine. That's fine. I really believe in the core of this team and the youngsters more so than I think the average fan does. I really do.
I'm skeptical, but I'm choosing to believe in one guy and one guy only right now, because why can't you? Why shouldn't you? It's Jimmy Butler. I mean, the guy's just been absolutely, again, to use Draymond's phrase, absolutely incredible. 888-957-9570. Start lining him up. Do you believe in this Golden State Warriors team. We're going to be playing that here. I want to hear from the people. Do you believe in this team as currently constructed right now? Do you believe in still if they're missing Steph for a few games here for the entirety of this upcoming road trip? 888-957-9570.
Did you think it was an egregious play? By the Raptors?
No. I just thought that was basketball. It was hard foul. I thought it should have been a foul. They didn't call it, but it was that's basketball.
That's kind of how I felt.
That happens. And Draymond Green is actually asked by our guy Anthony Slater after the game on how scary of a moment that was to see Steph fall like that.
How scary is that moment when he goes down like that?
Very. He hit that ground hard. You can hear it. It's crazy. Obviously, very scary moment for us, for him. Hopefully he's good.
That's an arena with thousands and thousands of people in there, and I get it. There's mics on the floor everywhere, but you heard that thud on the television broadcast on NBC Sports, and you heard it on the court. Everyone could hear it, and you could hear a pin drop right after that, too. There's a lot of gasps. There's a lot of, oh, my God. Like, that's the scary nature of this game. Like, one play like that, all the goodwill you built up the last couple months doesn't matter if there's no Stephen Curry.
Sure.
That was scary moment, and him holding his back and just staying on the floor for that long. You hold your breath with those situations, man.
But if there's any guy that you give the benefit of the doubt to, it'd be the guy that dragged a less than stellar Miami Heat lineup all the way to the finals twice.
Sure. In the East. I'll say that. Wasn't in the West.
We're not asking him to drag us to the Western Conference Finals. We're asking him to, you know, win a 5-game road trip or come out on the good side of a 5-6-game road trip.
If we all think that Steph's going to just be out for this road trip. Again, we don't know the severity of the injury today. Sure. He was playing a lot of adrenaline yesterday, obviously. He told Steve Kerr Steve Kerr said after the game that Steph told him he was good to go back in. Steve said, no, I'm going to protect you from yourself. So we'll see after all that adrenaline wears off today where he is feeling physically. And again, do you want to risk putting him on a plane ride? Again, it's cushy plane rides. It's different. They're not taking Southwest, who, by the way, you have to pay for your own bags, I guess, going forward with Southwest. But again, we're not going to get into that. But again, it's not like traveling is from like the 1970s and 60s. But again, you have to sit on your back. You don't want your back to get stiff. There's a lot baked into it. Your tailbone, the pelvic contusion. So we'll see. But again, it's going to be tough sledding, I think, offensively, at the very least, going forward here. And can you lean on a couple of these young guys to pick up the slack here? Quentin Post, who did it yesterday, right? Can I get Buddy Buckets to have some big Buddy Buckets games going forward here? I'm going to lean on him. Jonathan Kuminga now. This is a good opportunity for him, as you're alluding to, Joe Shasky, to kind of be that number two scorer now if Steph is going to be out, second to Jimmy Butler. And Draymond Green, you know what? Keep doing what you're doing. Be offensive. I mean, 14 threes is a little much for me, but hell, if Steph's out, keep shooting him, bro. Just keep going. I want the confidence to be there from Draymond, and that's what we were missing the last couple months prior to Jimmy Butler.
If you look at his last five games, right, he had the 28 against the Knicks. He hasn't been as efficient. He hit kind of a wall. He was awesome once they first got Jimmy Butler and things opened up, but I think he was drained. I think he has been, whether mentally, physically, whatever you want to call it, the back, you know, he hasn't looked as efficient and as good. And I felt like they were almost over acquiescing to try to get him the rock in certain spots on the floor at the expense of the others getting more balance in the half court. And I get like that's how they played almost the last couple years, like exclusively. But I didn't think they were playing great basketball with Steph on the floor at the last five games. I'm saying just in general. Fair. Right. I think that a more balanced approach for the time being is going to really help this team, because it's about the team. This can't always be about, you know, it's Steph balls, we win. No, that's actually not the case. You need to have 8-man rotation where guys are humming, and you need to play team defense, and you need to have balanced scoring on the offense. Otherwise, teams are going to double and triple team, and they're going to bleed this team to death. When Draymond Green is hitting threes at the top of the key, that's a great thing.
Yeah.
That opens the floor up for the lobs and all the other things. When Jimmy Butler is getting a triple-double, all right, that's a great thing. That means not only is he getting his shots, not only is he getting to his spots on the floor, he's setting up for others, and we're getting rebounds, okay? When I see Pods have the floor game that he had yesterday, that's really encouraging. We need that from him. Jonathan Kuminga, in that second quarter, showed flashes of what he could be. I think Jonathan needs more of a runway. This is a good opportunity while Steph's out for however long he's out for Jonathan to kind of stabilize himself here. I think this can be really good. And Quinn Post needs to continue to play. And then all the other guys, the GP2s, the Buddy Hields, and the Geese, and Kevon Looney to a lesser degree, and Moody, sure, they're all going to get opportunities. I'm not sleeping on the core of this team. I think they're hungry.
I'm not sleeping on them either, but again, it's going to be there's going to be some games here in this road trip potentially without Stephen Curry that you're going to be looking at. It's like, oh, God, the offense is going to be stagnant, and you might have a loss here or there where it's to a Hawks team maybe tomorrow, or it's to a New Orleans Pelicans team, right? If Zion goes off and he has a big game, right, and he can't match that firepower. Like, it could happen. Again, you should win these games still. I'm saying that without Steph. Like, these aren't great teams you are playing, but I'm very curious to see how this offense could hold up without Steph for a long period of time. For a game or two, sure. But for three, four, five, six, there's concern because you know what? You're still only, if you look at the conference right now, Joe Shasky, in the loss column, you're only a game up with the Clippers. You could still be a playing team after the end of this road trip. And that is concerning to me. That is concerning. I know you sound very confident right now, but like that's a reality here potentially without Stephen Curry. If he is to miss some time, like you're flirting with danger here. The Clippers are one of the hottest teams in the league. They've won four in a row.
Sure. No one is dismissing them. They also are clearly tight walking the whole Kawhi thing because Kawhi at any moment could go down.
Sure.
I think the collective of this team has it in them. And I also think that without Steph Curry in years past, it was like, what are we getting from Draymond? Is he going to get kicked out in the first 3 minutes, or is he just going to look kind of lackluster? Now I know, like, Draymond is pot committed, ready to roll, as focused as I've seen him on either end at any time. And then let's just call it what it is. Jimmy Butler is better than what they've had the last couple of years, whether you want to say it was Clay or Wiggins, whoever your number two scorer was. Jimmy is a better facilitator than both of those guys right now. Right now, given their current form.
You know, it's fair to say I think Joe Shasky believes in this team. He believes in the
core of this team. I believe that much in Jimmy Butler.
He believes in Jimmy Butler. Do you believe in this team?
I'm smitten with Jimmy.
Do you believe?
It's time to play Top Nation's favorite game. Do you believe the Warriors will win the title?
Thank you, Steve Stone, voiceover guy. I got my microphone here, and I'm doing my game show voice. Welcome in. It's time to play the fastest-growing game show in the history of 95.7 The Game. It's Do You Believe? And we got some callers here that I want to get to, but I'm going to start with you, Joe Shasky. Do you believe, currently, in this Golden State Warriors squad to go all the way?
As long as Draymond keeps the fire and the focus that he's got going, and Jimmy Butler does as well, I do. I do believe they can win it all. And I'm assuming Steph comes back at some point relatively soon. I'm assuming that as of right now. The way that they finished that game last night was a revelation to me and many Warrior fans. Watching Quentin Post make the most of his opportunities, it was awesome. Seeing Jonathan Kuminga make a couple of winning plays down the stretch and Pajemski having just a great bounce back since returning from injury. I feel so good about where this team's at. I'm not just a Steph fan. I love Steph. I'm a Warrior fan, and I'm pulling for all these guys. And so I still believe that you got to have Steph back. There's no doubt. But it's Steph Curry's not going to just drag this team across the finish line. I need the others, and I'm so in love with where the vibe is on this team and how focused they are and how no-nonsense they are. I'm feeling good. They can still do it.
Joe Shasky believes, and as always here on The Morning Roast, we ask for the fans' participation at 888-957-9570. Again, that's call or text the hotline, 888-957-9570. Antoine is in Nashville. Antoine, do you believe in the Golden State Warriors?
I do believe. I'm a little skeptical, but I do believe. Only reason, Shasky, you're speaking my language, brother. Long story short, with these guys, it's really going to matter on the role players. Mm. You know, Quinn Post does not have a lot of playoff experience. Neither does Pajemski. Kuminga has a little bit, but that's going to be the key points. You look at other contenders in the West. You got Jokic. You got Jamal Murray. You got Luka. You got LeBron. And those guys will cancel out Steph and Jimmy Butler. So you're going to need that role, those role players, to really step up and be better than the other team's role players. And that is where the key is going to rely on, if we actually can make a deep run, or even if we can be a contender. And that's not to even speak about the Knicks, but the Celtics or the Cavaliers. So I believe, but I'm a little skeptical. So we'll see.
He's a skeptical believer, folks. 888-957-9570. Thank you, Antoine.
It sounded like they were coming for me in the background.
Oh, man. I
hope
not.
They found me.
They found him. Oh, let's go to Z in San Francisco. It's the fastest growing game show here. Do You Believe on the Morning Roast? 888-957-9570. We're asking Z in SF. Z, do you believe in the Warriors?
I trust the Warriors. And believe in them. Of course. We're going to take it to the top.
Z, are you okay? Where are you?
I'm in the city.
You're in the city.
Can you hear me?
I can barely hear you, Z. Mm-hmm. Where are you at in the city right now? Where are you at? You on the bridge?
No, by my house. By my home.
Oh, by your house. Okay.
What neighborhood do you live in? Yes.
Okay, let's just get a little too specific here. Thank you, Z. Thank you. 888-957-9570.
Well, technically, my house is underwater. It's at Pine Lake in the Grove. That's where it sounded like he was calling
Z
from.
Z was very upset that I even asked the question, do you believe? He thought it was beneath him and beneath the Golden State Warriors. Do you believe? 888-957-9570. He's screening calls, Joe Shasky. Okay. Don't go to Sam
Lubman. I have a
better
game show voice than you.
Do you?
I did this the other day with Evan.
Oh,
I don't know if you know this, Joe Spadoni, but step on down. It's the greatest game show host that's ever lived. It's Joe Shasky.
No, that's too nerd-like for
me.
That's Revenge of the Nerds.
You got to lean into it. It's the Casey Kasem. So you guys know you're too young for that.
No, it's too nerdy, Joe Shasky. We got Javon.
Javon
in San Francisco. Is he believing? Javon, you are on the Morning Roast.
What's up, Javon?
Do you believe?
What's going on, y'all? Yes, we believe. I say we believe is me and my son here. Tell him you believe.
I believe.
What's your son's name?
Yeah, what's his name? Where's he going to school? Let's shout him out.
Tell him
that
name.
I'm Javon Shannon Jr.
Let's go. Junior, he believes. Why do you guys believe?
I go to Sheridan.
Let's go. Let's go.
All right.
Let's go.
Sheridan Stars, baby.
Let's go. Why do you believe?
Man, I believe in Jimmy. I was one of the people that didn't want Jimmy here, but man, Jimmy has shown me another side that I haven't seen before, and I'm excited. I'm excited to what he brings to the team. Once Steph get back healthy, I'm excited to what we can do in the playoffs. I can't wait to see who we gonna get.
You know, I'm excited. You're excited, Javon. And Javon Jr., crack them books, as one Bonte Hill would say. And Bonte Hill's going to be joining us in the studio at 9 o'clock. Speaking of a host that has a host voice, he is one of them, Joe Shasky.
Growing up, there were guys that I called pavement players, and there were guys that I called indoor gym players. And there's a whole psychology wrapped around it. Jimmy is a pavement player.
I love that.
He was born to play pavement basketball, if that makes sense. Outdoors, rugged, no blood, no foul. He's got some St. Mary's Park in him. Let's just put it that way.
Just like skateboarders, if you've ever played Tony Hawk, you're either street or you're vert.
I like that.
Amy, San Francisco, you're on the fastest growing game show in the Morning Roast's history. Do you believe, Amy, in the Golden State Warriors?
I absolutely believe in the Golden State Warriors, and I'll tell you why. When I go get a haircut, I ask the hairdresser how I should get my haircut. When I go get glasses, I ask the guy there, what glasses should I get? And they're professionals. And Draymond is a professional. He knows his business. He didn't say they're going to win a shoot if he didn't think they could win it. The only thing I'm saying is I'd like it if they could make some more layups.
Yeah, I'm with you,
Amy,
on the layups.
It sounds like the only thing that's not professional is that phone line, but I appreciate
you
calling
so
in.
And she was Amy, you call in anytime.
And I will say this, Amy, when I go to get my haircut, I go to Great Clips because it's a great clip every single time.
Michelle goes, I didn't think there would be a player I like more than, she loves Draymond. That's her, like, she could not stand Kevin Durant, right? She's like, Jimmy Butler is my kind of player. There are a lot of people that are watching him, you know, really focusing in on them for the first time. And they're like, he just plays the game the right way. I'm telling you, dude, this guy is endearing himself to fans. And it's the way, like, he's so uber focused.
You're so excited right
now. I love Jimmy.
And that was Do You Believe, by the way.
I love Jimmy.
This mic is starting to hurt
my
hand.
Jimmy. God, he's so much fun.
And we're calm. We need to have this as the walkout song next time.
I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the
one more time. There you go. Let's go. And they stay there. All right, 888-957-9570 is there. We're going to push shameless shout-outs. We're just going to do a little push, push-pull. I think some people may be pushing when it comes to some of these games in March Madness, Joe. How are you doing real quick? You bloodbath?
I don't.
Bloodbath for you yesterday? No?
I fill it out. I don't even remember what I did, all right? And I just move on.
It didn't used to be like that when we were kids, though. Like, we would live and breathe with all
I'm
the things.
I'm 42.
You're not LJ's not excited
I've
about
watched
it?
A combined 7 minutes of multiple Duke basketball games this year. That's it.
Cooper Flagg? Yeah?
Sure.
Is he going to be playing today? That's going to be the question. Is Stephen Curry going to be playing tomorrow?
I watched. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, like, I'm not, like, glued to my bracket the way I used to be. I got too many things
That's
going
okay,
on, man.
But you're glued into Amir Khan, a McNeese State manager. 100%. That guy is legit. We're trying to effort him, by the way, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. The guy just, he's the most wanted interview right now in America. Amir Khan, team manager for McNeese State. 888-957-9570. Not Shad Khan, who's the Jacksonville owner.
Yeah.
Shao Khan, is that the tiger from Jungle Book?
Yeah. Shere Khan, I think.
Shere Khan? Shere Khan? Who's Shao Khan?
Or, you know, Nicotina. Khan.
Khan, thank you. Shere Khan, you're right. Yeah.
In my
Wu-Tang Shao Khan?
Clarks.
Shao Khan someone?
Khan.
I think you're just making up
Khan. No, Shao Khan, I think, is from Mortal Kombat, right? No? Or is he an actor? Oh, he's an Indian actor and film producer. There you go. 888-957-9570. The more you know. Am I right? 888-957-9570. We could, you know, if you want to call in and say if you missed the Do You Believe segment, but we would still love to hear from you. Text, call, same thing. We're going to push shameless shout-outs for a little bit. I didn't want to get some of the post-game sound, though, Joe Jasky, because, yeah, we're going to miss Stephen Curry. But whenever I hear Jimmy Butler just speak, he just oozes confidence. Like, that's a guy that's been there and done that. Sure. Hasn't won the titles yet, but he's dragged two teams to a finals that had no business of getting to an NBA finals. And I know that's not the same as winning it because they don't have the ring, but I do look at Allen Iverson a little bit different because he was able to drag that Sixers team to the finals and beat the Lakers in game one.
Jason Kidd. I always thought Jason Kidd was completely suppressed. They didn't win at all. Bro, that Nets team had no business going to back-to-back finals.
Like, we look at that, you know, that LeBron team when he was, his second year, third year, whatever it was, with the Cavs when they beat the Pistons in the conference finals. They were going to beat the Spurs, obviously. But the fact that he even got there that young was like, wow.
Zildjunas Ilgauskas was their second best player.
Hey. I love Ilgauskas.
Zildjunas Ilgauskas.
He was an all-star, right? At one point?
him and Jamal McGlure, one-on-one. Worst all-star ever.
Who's my guy? Mo Williams? I love me some Mo Williams. With the headband, it was great. It's great. Jimmy Butler, after the game, talking about his respect level.
Drew Gooden.
Eric Snow.
We're
just going to do Cavs
players. Philadelphia 76ers. Eric Snow was the man, dude. Him and George McLeod.
Sasha Pavlovich.
Or is it George Lynch and Aaron McLeod? I forget what the name is.
Jimmy Butler on his respect for one Draymond Green.
I respect Draymond so much. I definitely respect him because he took 14 threes tonight. I love that. But he'll do anything to make sure that this squad gets it done. Whatever you ask him to do, he's willing to do it. So I'm glad I can follow suit in that.
And you have two of those guys now. Like, doing whatever it takes to get the win. And yeah, am I going to be snapping at a Gui Santos? Sure. Am I going to be snapping at a Quentin Post and a Jonathan Kuminga? Yeah, because this team needs it. They need a kick in the pants. What did we say when they made this trade, Joe Shasky?
They needed some juice.
They needed some juice. They needed a facelift. They needed not just a facelift. They needed a facelift and then a slap in the face is what they needed. And they got that with Jimmy Butler.
Well, the thing I've noticed is, like, yes, there's more fire on the court. Chase Center has gotten a whole new life to it. Yes. Is that just me?
No, the fan base has gotten.
They were losing their minds yesterday. I heard chants during the middle of the game. I can't remember the last time I heard that. Like, Quentin Post got them fired up. Jimmy's getting them fired up. Draymond's getting them fired up. There is nothing like unbelievable defensive stops at the rim. And then Draymond turning to the crowd and screaming. That place just exploded.
That's a good point. Draymond Green, as you mentioned, talked about it after the game and talked about playing in a lot of these close games.
I mean, you always want to get the win convincingly. But in saying that, we're the Golden State Warriors that's dominated this league for the last 10 years. Everybody's going to have their best game. You know, you got guys in the league now that has watched this team growing up for years, and they are ecstatic when they're on the floor playing against us. And so, you know, you look at Jameson Battle tonight.
Like, he had it going. Probably best game of his NBA career. You see a lot of that when you're us. Everybody, the coach always come in, he talk about the expected field goal percentage. Man, they'd be like, yo, they were expected to shoot 44%. They shot 52% and 54%. Like, that's because guys come in and they play out of their minds when they play against us. And it's just always been a thing. So, no, you have to adjust to that and just find a way to get it done.
Draymond Green, after the game yesterday, talking about, you know, a lot of close games against quote-unquote lesser opponents. The Raptors, obviously, 24-46. They're not exactly a world beater by any stretch. But a team that did beat you back in January, Joe Shasky, one of the, again, a handful of losses that were the... Every loss felt like the next worst loss of the season prior to Jimmy Butler, right? And we were talking about that Nuggets loss probably, and obviously now that was probably the worst loss of the season, just given everything that was baked into it and given where you're at in the standings right now. Just no room for that, but you followed up with probably one of your best wins of the year over the Milwaukee Bucks and able to carry that momentum into a win and ending this homestand with a win. Like, had they lost that game, Joe Shasky, with a loss like that, two losses in your last three games, you're clinging to that sixth spot in the West, no Steph potentially for a few games, and then you're going on the road for six. Yeah, I would have felt like a gut punch.
It would have been a huge Debbie Downer.
Yes.
Huge Debbie Downer. The momentum and just the vibes around the team. Yeah. That's why that was such a big win. And to see the two guys, Butler and Draymond, screaming at each other in joy and then high-fiving, like, if that didn't fire you up on the couch, I don't know what will. Because that had me feeling like that felt like first round playoff type stuff.
Like, there's part of me, if I was a fan watching yesterday, God, I'm so fired up. But Steph,
Okay, but again, like, as long as it's not season ending,
that's fine. But again,
he's done this a lot.
I can worry about it in the short term, because you know what? In the short term, that matters still a lot. This isn't a couple years ago heading into the playoffs where I knew I was going to be a playoff team. They weren't flirting with a play-in.
You are going to be a playoff team. Well, even if you lose, you go five. What? If you go 500,
they're a game up in the loss column to the Clippers.
They're the 60. I'm saying
they are a playoff team.
Yeah, you're gonna be in the play-in at bare minimum. But no matter what happens,
I don't want to be in the play-in.
Sure, but I'm looking at the teams
that's concerning.
I'm looking at the teams that are 9-10 and 8. And I'm like, we can beat them.
Do you want to
without
play,
Steph Curry?
Do you want to play the Timberwolves in a one game situation?
It's not ideal.
And then do you want to play maybe a Suns or a Kings team that would be there?
No, we will smack both those teams up.
No, that's their finals.
I don't care.
Is wanting to beat those guys.
I don't care.
That's fine. You don't care, but your one game...
The Suns are trash.
You said the same heading into the Kings game last year, and what happened?
Well,
it was a disaster.
Totally different Kings team.
It was a disaster
totally
last year.
Different Kings
they didn't
team.
Have Malik Monk.
And we're a totally different team.
Okay. I'm saying this is a very important stretch here, and you're
well,
without Stephen
Curry.
Of course
Stephen it Curry, is. Of course it
you
is.
You have a right to be concerned right now.
But
I'm not overconfident
like
at all.
I know, but what I'm saying is it's not like they're going to fall out and be the 11th seed if things go completely haywire.
No, they're not going to be the 11th seed, but at this point, being a play-in team would be a tremendous disappointment. A huge disappointment. Given you're 16-2 when Jimmy Butler plays, and you're going to be a play-in team? I mean,
you were the
horrible.
10th seed the day of the trade. The 10-11 seed, the day of the trade.
That's
so,
then, this is now.
No,
expectations
know, but
have shifted.
Look, stuff happens. You
just talked like, to a segment, do you believe people think they're going to win a title? They're still believing in that.
Look, all I'm saying is
this. Be a playing team.
I'm not losing my mind. We'll find out what the injury is, and we'll go from there. We'll see as long as it's not a fracture and he's out for the year, I feel okay.
How concerned are you, Dub Nation, about the Stephen Curry injury, having to go on the road trip potentially without Steph? 888-957-9570. We don't know anything for sure yet. We do know it's a pelvic contusion, and we are waiting to see any reports if he's going to miss any time at all. Steve Kerr talked yesterday after the game, said Steph wanted to get back into the game. They said no, so they were protecting him from himself. Do you protect Stephen Curry from himself? Do you believe in this Warriors team could get it done without Steph on this road trip, quite frankly, given Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green? 888-957-9570. Let's go to Quay in Oakland. He wants to join the conversation, Joe Shasky. What's up, Quay?
Hey, what up, guys?
How you doing, man?
Is Quay short for Quay?
Yeah,
stop. This isn't the Wolf of Wall Street.
No, I get that a lot, but yeah, I just look at it like Steph going down. It's gonna be a blessing in disguise. He gonna need that rest while, you know, everybody really gets focused in towards the playoff to really step up their game, you know.
So you think everything's gonna be fine without if they miss Steph for this road trip or some of the games?
Right. It's just gonna force everybody to step up their game, you know. To really just sharpen up for the playoffs, basically, while Steph get ready.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah, thanks, Quay in Oakland. No, I appreciate it. I'm not trying to poo-poo Quay, but, like, the notion that, like, this team is in a position where it's like, eh, we can miss Steph. We really need want the other guys to focus and get better. So, really, it's a blessing in disguise.
We're talking about a couple weeks. We're not talking about, like, as long as it's not season-ending. Season-ending changes everything. I've watched them go months without Draymond Green. They went over a month without Steph Curry. And then I watched them get into the playoffs with what I thought a team that didn't play as cohesive down the stretch as the team I'm watching currently.
I thought they looked clunky a lot in that they, I know they won the game over the Milwaukee Bucks, so maybe we're a little jaded at that because they did have, they were without Stephen Curry, but that offense just did not look good at many times. Like, so I'm saying that to say this, like, you're if you have that same offensive performance, maybe, and it's not at home. You're not going to get that. So some of these younger role players are going to have to step up on the road. And I get they have, but I don't want to see this team losing to an Atlanta Hawks team who stink, to a Miami Heat team. And the Miami Heat are going to be fired up for that game.
That is a Jimmy Butler revenge game.
It is, but it's also but it's also an Andrew Wiggins. It's also everyone else revenge game in Miami. You can poo-poo and scoff at that all you want. That means more to Miami Heat than I think it does Jimmy Butler, just given where these two teams are at. The Pelicans, I'm not sleeping on, because Zion, the Pelicans just beat the Timberwolves.
Every
Zion's
game
looked
in
incredible.
The NBA is going to be difficult. Yes. I'm just going back to this. Like, right now, I see a unit.
Almost lost to the Toronto Raptors yesterday. Yeah.
Think about where this team was in 2022. Otto Porter Jr. was walking the desert trying to find the oasis of his shot. Okay? Jordan Poole and Klay Thompson were going back and forth, and there was like kind of like some shot hunting going on. All right? You didn't really know who your big was. Steph was out. Draymond had a serious back injury. Injury, and they limped into the playoffs. This team right now has Quentin Post, who is ascending and learning and getting better every single game. He's going to have some hiccups, but he looks really good. He gives them an element on offense we haven't seen from a big in a long time, maybe ever, in terms of that the deep shooting. We're watching Buddy Hield, who's a straight wild card. He could be crappy Buddy. He could be great Buddy. We don't know. Moses Moody's been really solid. I know what I get from Moses Moody. GP2 has been awesome. I know what I'm getting from him. Jonathan Kuminga, before the injury, was excelling. I think he now has a little more runway. We know that Jimmy and Dre are locked in. Dre's playing the best offensive and defensive basketball since 2016 of his career. Like, that's how long it's been. It's been almost a decade. He's played maybe better stretches of defense. Offensively, he's been outstanding. Pods has completely righted the ship in the sophomore season. I thought it was going to be a lost year. He's been awesome. He's been great since returning. There are a lot of really good developments on this team right now. I'm not discouraged. I'm actually encouraged. I feel really good about the team unity, the chemistry, and where everyone's at right now. I feel like they're all pulling the rope in the right direction. I really do.
888-957-9570. Are you optimistic about this Warriors team, even if they are missing Stephen Curry during this upcoming six-game road trip? 888-957-9570. I think I'm more concerned than Joe Shasky is, just given the offense and having to rely on all these players to be consistently off. It's not all of them at the same time, not everything everywhere all at once, Oscar award winning. And I'm not asking for that. I'm just asking for, can Buddy Hield, again, like, Buddy Hield had 8 points yesterday, but the shooting, I need more from that. I'm going to need more if Kevon Looney's going to have to step up in certain matchups. I'm going to need more from Gui Santos if he's going to have to step up, if some of these other guys don't have it. Like, I need more.
Last time Andrew Wiggins had a sustained absence, Jonathan Kuminga jumped to the forefront and was really good. The last time before he got hurt, we were begging, could someone step up? So Jonathan Kuminga had a month where he was your second best player, right? Like, so I think we're kind of sleeping on some of the role guys.
I mean, he was your second best player, but is that translating to a lot of wins? It wasn't. Like, that's what I was saying.
Got Jimmy and I got Draymond playing way better. Like, I think there's Kuminga, some elements.
My question. If Steph is out, does Kuminga need to be your second best player to Jimmy Butler? Scoring-wise, does he need to?
If Draymond's going to shoot like he has for the last month and a half, who cares who your second best scorer is? On any given night, it could be Kuminga. It could be Draymond.
Should we be expecting Draymond? I'm throwing a lot of questions out here, and I guess they're all at 888-957. Like, I have a lot of questions right now.
Did you have Quentin Post being almost 20?
No, he's been good for a couple months. He's been good. He's been really good for a couple months.
He's on a heater.
He is on a heater.
They got something here.
Is the pumpkin going to turn back to a pumpkin at some point? I don't know.
I think he's been way better than any of us ever anticipated.
He has been. He's outshined any expectations, whatever they were.
He's going to get wide open looks. There are so many teams
He's also 7 feet tall, so they're always kind of wide open for him. But
that's good. I think he has the second best shot on the team outside of Steph.
Let's hit the injury report. Oreo Cookie, I see you. We'll get you on the other side, but we're up against it. Injury report time.
It's time for the injury report. You by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Obviously, the biggest injury height in sports currently. Stephen Curry had to leave in the third quarter of last night's Warriors win after taking a hard fall to the floor. Curry was ruled out with a pelvic contusion. Steph was able to walk to the locker room under his own power and even lobbied to come back into the game, but was overruled by Rick Celebrini and the Warriors training staff. He underwent an MRI last night. The results will shed light on how long he may be out, still to come. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer & Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. More of your calls, more of your texts as well. We got Bonte Hill joining us in studio in the 9 o'clock hour. Plus, are we concerned at all about this upcoming road trip if Stephen Curry's going to have to miss some time, or is it a blessing in disguise? It's Spadoni, Shasky. We're halfway home on a Friday on 95.7 The Game.
When back to the office means back in traffic.
Is still blocking the left lane. We did have the two left lanes blocked.
Turn to the traffic leader, KCBS, and your local Honda dealer's traffic center. Powered by the all-new fully electric Honda Prologue. Available now at your local Honda dealer.
You got to know your roots, Joe Shasky, and I know mine. This is Joe Spadoni here. Excited to announce that the Oakland Roots home opener is this Saturday. That's right, tomorrow, March 22nd. Against San Antonio FC. And you know where it's being played? It's being played at the Oakland Coliseum, baby. I'm so excited. I'm going. I'm bringing the kids, baby Nora, young Benjamin. We're going to be out there. Check out the tailgates, all of it. Come say hi if you're going. Come out and enjoy an Oakland Roots game. Show your Oakland pride. Both my kids were born and bred in Oakland, California. I love Oakland. It's been my home for the last decade plus. Go to OaklandRootsSC.com to get your tickets today. Also, catch the game on KTVU Plus or ESPN Plus.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.